This is Boxed In.
It's Fifi Box with the stars.
Maybe you should talk to me.
This is Ed Sheeran.
Hey guys, this is Jessica Mowboy.
I'm Boxed In.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.
I ended up having dinner with just me, Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Boxed In.
Hey, what up? It's Jason Derulo.
Fifi Box, one-on-one with the stars.
And I don't really allow too many people in my circle.
This is Boxed In.
My guest this week is an award-winning actor of stage and screen who starred in over 60 films, including Priscilla, The Matrix, Lord of the Rings, and The Hobbit trilogies. His new film, The Dressmaker, is in cinemas this Thursday. Hugo Weaving, thank you for joining me.
My pleasure.
Well, for starters, well done on this movie, Hugo. It's a fabulous Australian film based on a brilliant novel. And I always wonder in these situations, when they approached you about it, had you already read the book or did you then go and make an effort to read it before you signed up?
No and yes. No.
Well, you're a busy man.
Yeah,
you can't read every
book.
I
hadn't read the book, but I then did read the book. The book could make a miniseries, really. There are so many characters and so many storylines in the book. And they can't quite all make the, you know, see the light of day in the film. So the film's necessarily a different beast.
Yes.
So yeah, I did read the book.
Well, it's a beautiful story, which I want to talk more about. And of course, your fabulous co-stars, Kate Winslet and Liam Hemsworth. We've got lots to cover. There's your other famous roles you've played and a near-death experience on stage a few years ago. Hugo Weaving is Boxed In with me for the hour. Let's talk Kate Winslet next.
Boxed In.
It's Fifi Box with the stars.
Australian film star Hugo Weaving's my special guest this week, currently starring in the new movie The Dressmaker alongside Liam Hemsworth and leading lady Kate Winslet. Now, Hugo, Kate has been commended around the world for what is really an amazing Australian accent.
Yeah.
Because usually we get internationals doing the slang, being ocker. Yeah. It was such a finely tuned, well-spoken Australian accent.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I agree. It's a fantastic accent. And she said, oh, look, I've had practice. Because she came out and did
Holy Smoke.
Yeah, Holy Smoke. Mm. So she reckons she's kind of had a trial run a bit back then. But that was really good too. You
know? Nailed it.
She's very good mimic. She's a really great, she's a natural comedian.
Right.
And she's really sort of down to earth, lovely, lovely person, but hardworking and just spades a spade. And
yeah.
Wants to get on and do it and have a good time. She's terrific.
Because you obviously play in foreign films, obviously American. What is the hardest accent? Because it seemed to be obvious, like Russian seems doable, Irish. Yeah. What is that?
I don't know. It probably depends on the actor, really.
You've never been challenged by one?
And yeah, always. Because you can never stop working on something, really. It's never quite good enough.
Yeah.
And then you've also got to not be conscious of it when you're doing it. So
yeah.
You need to do all that work to make it just sit in you in a way that you don't have to think about it.
So find with particularly the States and even the UK, there's different dialects.
Yeah.
So it becomes
worse. Well, growing up in the UK, there's a whole lot of English dialects.
Yeah.
I was actually I heard a lot, so probably English dialect, English accents I'm probably pretty good with.
Yeah.
I also grew up in South Africa. I had a South African accent at one stage. And then, so growing up around the world probably enabled me to, as a child, hear those voices.
Mm. Now, the cast is incredible and so great to see so many fine Aussie actors.
Yeah.
Obviously, Kate Winslet came along for the ride, but when you've got Judy Davis, Jane Jacobson, Shane Bourne, Guyton Grantley, Barry Otto.
Yeah, Kerry Fox.
Sarah Snook.
Yeah.
What was it like on set? I mean, that's got to be a fun group of Aussies.
It was. It was great fun. We kind of saved a lot of the partying up until the last week when we were all in Horsham.
Really?
We started off at the Dockland Studios. So I didn't see everyone together until maybe the third week when we were out at the Yu Yangs. They'd built this exquisite set out there, this sort of one-horse town, country town, you know, 50s Australia. So it looks like a Western set. That was the first time we were all together on set, and it was terrific.
Stay with me, Hugo, because I want to talk to you next about some of the more colourful roles you've played and how you deal with fame when it comes to social media. Hugo Weaving's my special guest this week. More soon.
Fifi Box, one-on-one with the stars.
Now, Hugo, when it comes to you in film, what I love is watching you go from these incredible villains, like we saw in The Matrix, to your second cross-dressing role in The Dressmaker, which is a bit of fun. Is there a preference for you in terms of what roles you take on?
I thought you were going to say, is there a preference? What sort of frock you like to wear? What are your favourite sort of dress? No, not really. It's what's presented and what's interesting to me at the time. And Whether the script appeals to me. So I don't sort of think I've got to do this or now I've got to do this next.
Yeah.
Having said that, I've just been doing a lot of theatre, so I've decided next year I'm not going to do any theatre, just to sort of...
Is that like, right?
Just for the year at least, you know, just to actually want to do a bit more film.
Now, and since you did join the acting fraternity to now, 2015... We cannot avoid social media. We're all engaged in it. I admire you because you don't have a Twitter account.
No.
Not a Facebook or Instagram page.
I do have an Instagram.
Oh, do you have Instagram?
Yeah.
Oh, this is good news.
I'm not telling you what it is.
I bet you're not. There's lots of aliases around, lots of...
I think there is a Hugo Weaving at Instagram, but it's not me. It's not me.
No, I do.
I enjoy Instagram. So it was actually a way of... Just for me, it's a little visual haiku of something that's happening to you
during
the day. That's how I always saw it. I never saw it as a marketing tool or which it absolutely has become that. But for me, it was a way of keeping up with my kids a bit, really. Actually,
you're not going to get a Twitter account anytime soon.
No.
Well, stay with me, Hugo. Up next, I want to talk to you about something a bit more serious, and that is your near-death experience on stage. Not many people know about this, so we'll go into it next. Hugo Weaving's my guest, boxed in for the hour. Back soon.
Boxed in with Fifi Box.
Finding out the things you didn't know about your favourite people.
Australian acting legend Hugo Weaving's my special guest this week, boxed in with me for the hour. And Hugo, I wanted to talk to you about something very intense, an experience that happened to you a few years ago where you were on stage and nearly got strangled.
I did get strangled.
You did?
I got garrotted, yeah. I was...
And you're in trouble.
I nearly died.
Far out.
Yeah, on stage. What a way to go.
You've got the audience, not even a dress rehearsal.
No, and the weird thing was... Yes, it was a scene where the character I was playing was being strangled. He was being garrotted by this rope. We had had a note that day from the director. Said, "Oh, look, the death scene's working so well, Hugo. But you know what? You can extend it. We'll take the music cue from when you stop, when you stop moving, and we won't come in at the time." So everyone had heard that note. Something happened with the rope broke, and the actors, because it was a live performance and it was the last preview before we were opening, they kept going and someone maneuvered the rope around my neck in a different way because they kind of had to keep killing me because they were playing murderers. And we had a signal for me to but I was actually out. I was completely out. I couldn't give them the signal that we'd agreed to. I was gone. I was completely...
Blood
was cut off, the rope was around my neck and I was being strangled by two very strong guys who...
Didn't realise how strong they were in that
moment.
Well,
they didn't realise that I wasn't acting. And then it became increasingly evident...
That you were out.
That I was giving an extraordinary performance that evening and frothing and going green. And the director stood up and stopped the show and I came to on stage. With the whole cast standing around me.
I bet.
I had rope burns on my neck.
Oh, was there an OH&S department? I mean, that shouldn't happen on the job.
Yeah, no, we sorted it all out. It was all good. Obviously, it was an unfortunate event. But look, theatre can be a very dangerous place, actually, and film sets too. Mm. I've fallen off stage. I've fallen through a trapdoor on the stage. All sorts of things have happened on stage.
Yeah. I know, high risk, because you do all your own stunts too.
I try not to anymore. No. No, you tend to as an actor. If you can, you do.
And, yeah.
I mean, famously with The Matrix, the directors asked us, said, look, we want to be able to film you guys fighting, so we don't want to have stunt guys.
Yeah.
So that's why we trained for 4 months for that. So.
Well, the results were incredible, and it was such a memorable role, you playing Agent Smith. You're not shy of playing a villain, and that's what I want to talk about next. Stay with me. More with Hugo Weaving soon.
Boxed in with Fifi Box.
This week with Hugo Weaving.
Now, just going through some of your famous roles, and in particular Hollywood movies, from Captain America, Transformers and The Matrix, playing a villain is something you do brilliantly. Is that fun? Is it fun being a villain and having people scared of you and... being a bad guy on camera? Because it looks fun to me.
Yeah. Look, there are boring villains and there are villains that when you read them you think, well, that's a kind of classic.
Yeah.
That's a fun role to play. So someone like Agent Smith was immediately made me laugh. I thought I'd be great because he's a classic villain. But he his weakness is that he's a complete construct, but he's starting to feel. He's starting to have human emotion. So it's his humanity, which he hates, this sort of growing humanity inside him is actually like eating him up and giving him a really hard time. And I thought that was really funny.
Yeah.
and then someone like Captain the Red Skull, he's just such a uber villain. He's like, you know, you couldn't get a more ridiculous villain.
Yeah.
So again, there's a lot of humor in that. Yeah. I don't really like to see characters in terms of, well, this is a hero, there's a villain.
Yeah.
But actually sometimes that's exactly what they are. And those are two examples.
Clear.
Yeah.
Well, stick around, Hugo. You're boxed in with me for the hour, and still to come, I want to talk to you about fame and especially how involved you are with the Hollywood scene. Stay with me, back with more Hugo Weaving soon.
Boxed in with Fifi Box.
Fifi, getting to know Australian acting legend Hugo Weaving.
Now, Hugo, you have so many huge Australian and Hollywood movies under your belt, but you do seem to avoid the trappings of fame. That whole Hollywood celebrity scene, red carpets and parties. Has that been a deliberate thing? Is that not your thing to go to?
No, having said that, I was on the red carpet last night and I did have
You're allowed to be for your own movie.
And there was a bit of a party after. So.
That's your own movie.
I was going to say, yeah, I have a boy. I thought, no, I didn't.
I've got photographic evidence of you last night at a party.
Well, not too late, I hope. No, good. Yeah.
But is that something that you were ever drawn to? Because I can imagine as a young guy wanting to be an actor, you'd get lots of LA stars or guys here in Home and Away going, I want to go over. I want to be like Entourage and Vinny Chase. Did you ever go, oh, this is a bit tempting to be a party boy and on the Hollywood scene?
I can enjoy. I definitely can enjoy myself. It wasn't where my focus was. I never felt I really must go to Hollywood. I want to go to LA and make it big. So I just wanted to do interesting films.
Which you have and you continue to do. And I know you said, I was reading one of your interviews a few years ago, that there is that part of you that would love to go and live on a farm and grow veggies.
Yeah.
Which I think, you often hear that.
I do that a bit.
Which I think it does
seem to
be.
My potatoes are growing really well at the moment.
Are they? Yeah. You got them going. Because I tend to think people in the spotlight, it is sometimes a recurrent theme where it's when you've got everyone wants a piece of you, that need to retreat and just go when nobody knows you, you know, grow an incredibly luscious beard and go, hopefully, no one knows who this is.
And then you think, I'm away from everyone. And then after 3 weeks you think, oh, no. Why aren't I getting up with any work? What's happening? Where is everyone? What's happened?
Now, I've got a question here from a listener. Antonia has written into boxedin.tv and she's asked, I like this. If The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert was to be remade, would you cast Liam Hemsworth?
I think you could definitely cast Liam. I don't know which role. I'd cast Liam. I think he's fabulous.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know, you could do the Guy Pearce role.
That's what I was just thinking.
Yeah. Well, no, he could. Actually,
he'd put Chris in there too.
But you'd have to ask Liam first.
You would, actually.
He might not want to.
He might not. Well, Hugo, our hour is nearly up. Stay with me. We'll be back soon.
Fifi Box. Hanging out, getting to know the biggest stars.
Boxed in with Fifi Box.
My special guest this week has been acting legend Hugo Weaving, boxed in with me for the hour. That was a great hour, Hugo.
Fabulous.
Thank you so much for your time.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you.
And you must go and see this fantastic movie, The Dressmaker, also starring Kate Winslet and Liam Hemsworth. It's in cinemas this Thursday, the 29th. Thank you so much for your time, Hugo Weaving.
Pleasure. Thank you.
That's it for Boxed In today. If you'd like to hear Hugo's or any of my Boxed In chats in full, head to the podcast on iTunes. And join me next week with special guest, international psychic medium, John Edward. Bye.
Boxed In.
It's Fifi Box with the stars.
Maybe you should talk to me.
Finding out the things you didn't know about your favourite people.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.